The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hi, everybody.
How are you doing? Is this your mug?
Yes, this is my mug.
Okay, Washington Girls Rock. What am I missing here?
Actually, this was a gift from Beth Oljar because we both got our PhDs at the University of Washington.
Of course. I was thinking.
But we didn't know each other then. She was a little bit ahead of me. Yeah.
Interesting. It just reminded me. I kept going back to Washington, D.C. I'm like, did you do some work in D.C.? And I didn't remember.
Oh, I could see why that would be misconstrued.
I don't have my glasses on, and I see now that it may be a deep purple, which would make. Is there some purple in Washington's colors?
Yeah, so that's purple and gold.
Very cool.
Yep. Mark, my husband, went to Washington State, and
that's a big deal.
Yeah,
Wazoo, so, as they say.
Well, there's some a little bit of rivalry there.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. The Cougars.
That's correct.
All right, Cougars. One is a dog, one is a cat. They could just never get along, and
that's,
you know,
right.
That's the way it is.
You should see my household. No.
Oh my.
No, I'm kidding.
To your right is Professor Kendra Evans.
Howdy.
Howdy. How are you doing?
I'm very tired. But very relieved.
Kendra, you have a sick child right now. It's never easy.
I have a sick child, and I had 110 exams to grade. And I started at midnight.
Nice.
Around 11:30.
Well, you're sitting here. You're going to finish up that quiz.
Oh, no. That was writing a quiz. That's different. I'm almost done. I have to attach it.
Your quiz is 8 a.m. on Monday. And so I almost made a joke a minute ago about, okay, let's do this 7:30 on Monday morning. You know, what's going on? What's up with Friday
and
afternoon?
And that would be very normal.
It's Miller time.
Uncomfortably normal.
Okay.
Yeah, to print the, wait until the, you know, 30 minutes before the quiz, and then you go to the copier and you go to print it, and then it says, no toner, stapler, malfunctioning. Whatever, and then you stand there and you think, what are you going to do? And then you, like, handwrite it or something.
Inevitably, we get an email in my department from Jane Schley, who's been at the university for over 42 years now, saying, don't forget that the copier knows exams are coming. That's basically the spirit of the email, you know?
It's true.
Smarter than everyone.
Oh, my. Yeah, oh, my. Well, I
quite
know
wise.
I got an email today from Professor Chuck Hokett, next in line, saying, is there anything I can do for you in the waning weeks of the semester?
Hello.
I think you already know the answer is no for me personally, but you know.
Yeah, I put it out this case. Everybody needs some additional for finals week.
That's right.
Oh. Also for winter term two.
Oh, I thought he was offering like neck rubs or something like that.
No.
Oh,
no. Not yet, at least. Anything's possible, but.
Maybe not.
Across the table from me, Professor Prasad Venugopal is with us today.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and I have some pending requests with Chuck already.
Oh, my God.
And he knows that. That's why he hangs his head when he's here, because he knows it's going to take a long time.
What, is this your biology lecture hall?
Yes, it is.
What's wrong with it?
It's a short show.
Wow. I mean, I certainly have noticed the way you've laid out your slides to not worry about that upper centimeter that just gets sort of bled out onto the ceiling
apparently
when the projector turns on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the least of my worries.
Yes,
yeah.
I see. I understand. It is a short show, relatively speaking.
I'm leaving.
But it's a long
week. Yeah, there's like
a long
three
week.
More people to go.
Don't get me started.
Poor Chuck.
Poor Chuck. We're very proud to announce the addition of a guest panelist this week, Dean Chris Bassini from the College of Health Professions and Macaulay School of Nursing.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
We're
I'm
very
fine.
Glad
TGIF
to have you here.
And
yes.
It's a good day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did I hear you get cortisone shots earlier?
I did. I'm old and decrepit and falling apart and got the two little cortisone shots today, but the good news is no bad news in terms of surgery.
Okay.
It's just old lady disease.
Have you had the cortisone shots before?
No. This is my first time.
I've heard they can be very helpful.
Yeah, it was immediately better, but then when the lidocaine wore off, you just have to recover from that. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm a happy girl.
I have a vision.
Any other parts of your medical history that we
I
should
don't want
to
tell you. You are on the bottom of my list. Okay.
Honestly, though, I do get a vision. I gotta say, I've known the nurses, you know, here at the university since I was a student. I get a vision that you're just like in your office. You're typing an email. Oh, it's time for a cortisone shot, and there's just something on the wall that opens up James Bond style. You do it to yourself. You're a nurse, after all, and then you just go back to work.
I wish. The healthcare industry is a struggle for everyone, me. It is.
Stab yourself in the thigh with...
No, I could have, but I didn't. So,
okay, yeah. Okay. So you need to go to another practitioner.
No, I love the guy. He's actually really good.
Very good.
No, I'm a happy girl. Okay. I said I'm a happy girl.
Okay.
All
right. She's a happy girl.
Happy. She's happy. Camera. She's very, very happy.
Don't bring me down.
Next to you, of course, is Professor Dan Maggio.
I don't know where to be.
You're going to help us cross over. So when this episode is being recorded, whatever you want to call it, digitized, we're getting reports that we could see up to 7 inches of snow in Metro Detroit tomorrow. Oh,
but,
wonderful. It's been dialing up.
But I heard it's going to be like a half an inch in our part of the state and then more later. Anyway, that's exciting.
I just saw the pattern on the top of your sweater and we're going in a skiing direction here.
I'm excited.
One faculty member has already warned their class, and they shall not be named, that Monday could be a snow day. And I just laughed my head off. But...
Really?
In my world, they're like, why is this happening on a Saturday?
Seriously.
I mean, there's something wrong with that.
On a Monday.
Yeah, exactly. That would make sense. Going into a week where here at UDM we are blessed with the wacky week of only 2 actual days of classes.
Wacky week?
Wacky week. You have 2 days of classes, Professor Dave Chow?
No, I have 3.
3. We used to have 3.
We go all the way up until Wednesday, up until bar time. I mean, oops, did I say bar time?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
We have full 3 days.
Well, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When last we left our heroes... So, Heather, you can sit in the corner and giggle uncontrollably. We had some wonderful questions put together. These questions were inspired by my WGS course, whose focus this term is gender, subordination, and agency in animated Disney films. Many of these questions are student-generated. Let's see if we can get... Oh, I have a feeling my daughter, Olivia Vasquez, would score 100% on these. Let's see what the profs can do. We had a few more we needed to knock off. Which characters from another Disney animated film make a cameo appearance in the movie Frozen?
Oh, wait. Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Which characters from another Disney animated film make a cameo appearance in the Disney movie Frozen?
Did Rapunzel?
Rapunzel and?
Rapunzel's Flynn Rider.
Yeah, Flynn. Eugene Flynn. Yeah, that's pretty good. High five from Professor Hill Vasquez.
Well, you've probably
that's
seen a it a deal. Thousand times.
He's the award winner. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I have a sick daughter. Anna Elsa. I was trying to grade, and I have a sick daughter. It's not a good mix.
Wow.
Frozen went on.
Well, let's see where we can... We might need a little more Frozen.
So you watch Frozen while your daughter corrected your quizzes?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. We'll see how the student feedback goes.
Olaf the Snowman in Frozen's Dance with 4 Seagulls is a reference to another dance in another Disney film in which a character dances with 4 penguins. What's the other Disney film?
I was going with the Brooms and Fantasia.
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
No.
Chuck. Yeah, Dick Van Dyke as?
As Penguin.
He was Bert in
Mary Poppins.
You got it.
Poppins.
Yeah.
See, I that shows you how old I am. I was going with the Brooms and Fantasia.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, you know, Mary Poppins. That's an all-time classic. Mm-hmm. In Brave, the Pixar Disney movie Brave and the Witch's Hut, a character from yet another animated Disney film could be seen carved into a piece of wood. Who's the character and what movie are they from?
Lightning McQueen? No.
It wasn't Lightning McQueen, but you're in the wheelhouse. It would be extremely
Mater?
Out of place based on how fantastical the movie being Mater? Referenced is.
Mater?
Nope. Not Cars.
Okay, not Cars. Okay. Okay, I know usually with...
A movie about screaming.
Screaming?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Monsters, Inc.
Yes, who was it?
Mike?
Nope.
Sully?
It was Sully. Sully from Monsters Incorporated. Way to narrow it down.
One of the two, right?
Yep. Yes. Next up was Randall. In the series Once Upon a Time, that's a TV show, the main character Emma is the daughter of which fairy tale princess?
Snow White.
Snow White. Yeah, Dan knows this right off the top of his head. That's awesome.
That was a guess.
No. Just acknowledge you're a genius.
Yes, just, please.
I
please.
I watched the show for a little bit, but
award-winning.
Yeah. Kind of got away from me. Kind of like Gotham. Did anybody watch Gotham?
Yes, first. Mm-hmm.
Watched it for a little while, and then after a while, like, you know what? This show is just a little over the
top. It's a little too much.
Near the end of the Disney movie Mulan, what does Mulan present to her father? Anybody seen Mulan?
Yes.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's been a while.
What does she present to
her? What does she present to her father?
A receipt. So
she's gone to fight in the army in his place.
A lock of hair, a sword, a map.
It's a sword.
I was going to say a weapon. Of
Shan Yu, the Hun's sword, and just for kicks, the Emperor's medallion is part of that, too. Mm-hmm. But partial credit, you know?
Is it a Harito Hanzo sword?
No, it wasn't a Horatori Hanzo.
The Kill Bill
reference there, yes. Lord. What kind of bird is Shan Yu's companion in Mulan? Shan Yu the Hun.
Those cormorant, Huns. Flamingo, crane.
They're Huns.
Oh, crows, so, ravens. Yeah.
Keep going.
Eagles. Vultures.
How about the top of the UDM clock tower?
Hawk.
Not a hawk.
Dust. Falcon.
Oh.
A falcon. It was a falcon. Oh, okay. Yes.
I was going to say a goose. We've got more geese around here than anything.
Yeah, at the bottom of the falcon.
It's a dodo. I know it's a UDM dodo. That's where you guys are storing them, aren't you?
Which of the very recently mentioned films from this entire quiz, as in this session of this quiz, was Disney's first released DVD in 1999?
Snow White.
Mary Poppins.
Nope.
Mulan. Snow White.
It was Mulan.
Okay. Mulan.
Oh, really?
Mulan.
Well,
was the first.
Oh, DVD.
Yep, yes. DVD. Pretty well done.
Not Blu-ray.
I got to say, they only got a couple out and out wrong. So if Olivia can get 100%, you know, I don't know what we say about that.
I don't know whether to feel good that I didn't know any of those or bad.
Do your kids watch Disney movies, Prasad?
No, but I have a book at home called The Imperialism of Donald Duck, so that should tell you.
Little Lord.
Oh, my God.
I believe that Prasad's daughter was dressed as Sophia for Halloween 2014.
Correct, and Elsa in 2015.
That's right.
Well, there's
some Disney
references. And I was Elsa's hair. But the wig wouldn't fit her. So so I put the wig on. I actually have I walked around and I said, there's Elsa and there's Elsa's hair.
And why is that not in the Varsity News?
Yeah,
seriously.
Actually, I want it in the Varsity News. Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
It's on Facebook.
I love
that. Yet. To say. Yet.
Do not know what to say.
If not, nothing I can't do in
Clearly,
Photoshop.
Clearly, I need to get that photograph and
don't worry about it. I'll just send me a photo I can do in Photoshop.
Disseminate, absolutely. Yeah,
so we have some questions here that were submitted online very recently by Craig McLaughlin. We have a house number and street, but no other part of the address. So I'm not going to give that out over the interwebs. Mm-hmm. But I will say that he's left a little bit of an intro here. I'd like to thank the profs for tackling my last questions. Craig had sent the questions from 3,500 feet. They were all about airlines and things like that. Since they did so well, I will challenge you again. And just so you know that Professor Mayo and I are not repeating ourselves, attached are 15 questions that tend to repeat themselves. Passing score will be 10 out of 15. Very, very generous odds, by the way. And while we think about those odds, we'll take a quick break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do it.
A magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure than it sometimes is. They won't touch me.
Can't take a chair.
Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Kathy Bush.
Come on, Kathy Schaefer. I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edwin.
No, I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
Well, my forebear Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Earlier than the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans and horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann Hank. I should also.
And we are back with some questions from Craig McLaughlin of someplace with a zip code that starts with the number 4. That's all I know.
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
It's like wrestlers.
Passing score will be 10 out of 15, and thank you for keeping me entertained as I travel. So I think you guys are going to catch on to this pretty darn fast.
You never know.
If I tell you that the theme is repetition and things that tend to repeat themselves, and I also say, hungry like the wolf...
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran is the first response. So that should keep us busy for a couple seconds. An 80s band with a Detroit connection.
Oingo Boingo?
No. Nope.
I don't know.
This band was known for, quote, walking the dinosaur.
Was not was.
Oh, was not was. Was. Yeah.
What is it called?
Was not was.
Yeah.
Don was.
Was not was. Yeah. With Don was.
And David was. The Fagans.
I'm not a native Detroit.
Oh, okay. Neither am I. Chuck's the only native one here, right?
We sing that song in my house, the kids and I, all the time.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Everybody Walk the Dinosaur. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a very well-known song. Goofy song.
Very cool.
A city in Washington State.
Walla Walla.
Yes.
Wait, isn't that where all the Acme goods are from?
Walla Walla, Washington?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
W-A-W-A-W-A.
Bugs Bunny.
Assassinated Robert Kennedy.
Sirhan.
You guys are catching on. A very, very recent guest star on The Simpsons, classical violinist.
Yo-Yo Ma?
Yo-Yo Ma.
I'm just stuttering. I really don't know the answers.
Yes.
Yet another 80s band that was primarily promoted by Prince. This is going to be a tough one. I'm not sure if Vanity I can give
six.
You a...
Yo-Yo Ma
here.
Plays violin.
Cello.
Actually, it's cello. Isn't
okay.
It?
I just had to check. No. I just had to check.
Okay.
Professor Evans knows. I'm correcting it right now for the second time.
She knows her yo-yo.
Yep, she does.
Did you guys ever get the Quincy Jones thing?
What's that?
As opposed to, he kind of butchered his name first time he met him. He called him Yo Mama instead.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Wow. Anyway, back to the question.
Back to the question. Another
an 80s
band.
Promoted primarily by Prince.
Time?
All I know is that my it was going to be early R&B, getting ready to cross over into hip hop.
It was Vanity Six, The Time. Who else was he promoting?
My sister-in-law would know this one off the top of her head.
Well, that's a great clue, Professor.
Yeah. Well, she was very much into the New Edition phase.
Oh,
she was very much into Bobby Brown and the early the early popular R&B, mainstream R&B. The name of the band was Lisa Lisa.
Cult Jam.
Yeah, and Cult Jam.
Yes. It was Wonderful
you
and Bread.
Point for that, knowing the Cult Jam.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Partial credit.
Okay, fine. I'll take it.
Lisa Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Yogi Bear's Little Buddy.
Boo-boo.
The youngest son from The Incredibles. Well, the Pixar and Disney is flowing pretty hardcore.
Jack-Jack.
I was going to say JoJo, but I knew it. No, that's the dog-faced boy. I'm sorry.
Those are those wonderful...
You remember that.
JoJo's.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to have in regards to the snowpocalypse we're having. So
I know. Everybody, buy your
cocoa. We better
go
stock up, man.
Buy some firewood.
Oh, you know what? I got. They also make now a JoJo's ice cream.
Oh, man.
I got a pint for Olivia. It's in the freezer.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Yeah, she says it's really good.
I'm going to have to stop by.
Yeah.
Down the block from us. Yeah. We got it made.
Mm-hmm. The more heroic version of Lassie.
Rin Tin Tin.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a judgment.
Yeah. When was
who
Lassie
said
not?
That Lassie
yeah,
was less heroic than Rin Tin Tin?
I agree with Dean.
Judgmental.
Was Rin Tin Tin a government agent? I was just about to say. I remember wearing a badge.
I think that's a little judgmental. A little pejorative there. I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah.
It disturbed my family to no end, if you all remember Cabbage Patch Kids. that my sister, who's about 6 years younger than I am, just started talking about the time she got her first Cabbage Patch Kid, and we may or may not have just gotten cable and may or may not have been watching old first-generation Disney Channel too much, as she named her Cabbage Patch Kid Rin Tin Tin. Like, you're the only child born in 1981 who is naming their Cabbage Patch Kid Rin Tin Tin. A lake in Scotland that doesn't have a monster.
Lock Lock?
Lock Lock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, L-A-C-A.
Wow. I was going to say.
Pretty
that's
silly.
Yeah,
silly.
Okay.
Lock yeah. Lock.
Darn silly.
Lock Lock. Lock Lock.
So Lake Lake, I guess
lake,
is what
lake.
That means.
Lock Lock.
A character from Catch-22 portrayed by Robert Newhart.
I was going to say God. We have an English professor, but since she doesn't yell back and say, just because I'm an English professor doesn't mean I know everything about books.
Well, you should ask Andy.
You just had that conversation with yourself completely.
No, because she, you've done that before. We'll point to you and you go, I don't teach
hey,
that.
Hey, I did pretty well on those Poe questions.
I know you
did.
I was going to say JoJo the Dollface Boy.
I mean, Catch-22, this is classic American
it's a
literature.
Great film.
I know. I can't think of it.
It was a book before then?
Yes.
Yes,
it was. But...
I'm
going
lifeline?
To the movie. Yeah. That's the context
can we
of the
phone
question.
A friend?
I'm wondering if this will confuse you or
cut
if I can get you to go there.
It will confuse black here.
He was an officer in the Army, and he achieved the rank of major.
Major.
Oh. Really? He was major, oh. Major, major.
Yeah, thanks.
Hmm? Wow.
This is a good hint.
That was a huge hint.
Well, I'm glad you got it, because if you hadn't, I'd be a little bit worried.
It threw me off. It was so good.
The advertising slogan of a Detroit-based pizza chain. You can't just say that,
pizza,
by the way.
Pizza.
There's lots of Detroit-based pizza chains. You can't just
buddies,
say
buddies.
Isn't there a Canadian
called Pizza Pizza?
Chain that is called Pizza Pizza.
I believe it's
yes,
Little
I believe
Caesars
so.
Cannot use it over there.
Yeah, what's yeah. Why can't they say Little Caesars?
No, they are called Little Caesars, but Little Caesars
Little
can't
Caesar's
sell Pizza Pizza.
Little Caesar's slogan is Pizza Pizza.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. I see. How
the chain
interesting.
Is actually called Pizza Pizza.
Yes.
So they can't use the slogan in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Reminds me, by the way, is gas cheap in Canada right now,
yes,
too?
Very cheap.
That's cool. I'm totally
Metro,
digging on gas.
Not as cheap as here, yeah. But...
$1.87 in Ohio last week.
It's $1.85 wow. Right by our house.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go empty Royal, my tank
man.
Now.
I'm gonna get every container in my house.
Wait a
fill it with gasoline.
Is that all they can
legal.
Afford to pay me to fill now?
Oh. Approved containers only. Yes. An you're island right. In French Polynesia.
Tora Tora?
Bali?
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Okay.
Tora Tora.
Wrong consonant.
It's a movie.
Well, I'm
Tora Tora.
I'm on the train.
A small town in southwest Michigan.
Papa.
Papa. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell, hell.
Detroit, Detroit. Oh, that's southeast. Oh, forgot. The actor that played Griffin Veazey, or Vesey, on Cosby and sank a coffee in Cool Runnings.
Oh,
it's his name, too.
I can see his face. I mm-hmm. can't remember his name.
What was this character in Cosby?
Griffin Vesey or Veazey and sank a coffee in Cool Runnings. A great movie, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Great soundtrack.
Yep. He had a short-lived rap career. It just didn't don't work out for him. First name starts with D. Last name with the D.
Really?
Dean, David.
Dre.
Dan.
Dodo.
His name was Dougie Doug, is what he called himself.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that
so
name.
We were definitely going
to
get this.
About to say that.
Someone gets a mug.
Somebody gets a mug.
I'm glad you were about to just say that.
These are good questions.
So, bonus question.
Oh, thank God.
Remake one thing. One of the Great Lakes, which if translated correctly, would mean lake, large lake.
Michigan.
And this is actually
Lake Michigan?
It's Lake Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah. Michigan.
Even that is not the best translation because Michigan technically means big water. So it would be Lake Big,
Lake Water,
which also would be kind of repetitive. But those were totally cool questions.
Phew.
I like those a lot.
They
especially
were.
Lock Lock.
They were good.
Thank
yeah.
you for the questions.
Thank
send
you.
More.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, I just want to tell the listener that next time, Ricky Tikki Tavi should be on. That. Yeah, so, mm-hmm.
That's not really repetitive.
But it's rhyming.
Yeah, totally. That was the only answer I knew, but the question didn't show up.
Dear Ask the Professor's Radio Peoples.
That would be us.
As a longtime listener to your show, since the good old classic K-Earth days, I couldn't help but come up with some sort of contribution to your show, below are a set of 20 questions on varied topics. Thank you so much for still being on the air. Keep up the great work. Amber Hubley, a very thankful listener in San Diego, California.
Hey.
Amber has sent us questions
yes.
before.
Yes.
So that's totally cool. K-Earth.
In with her
wow.
name.
Yep. why does the Dutch government still send Canada 20,000 tulips annually?
Oh, it was something along the lines of during the war, they sent the royal family over or something like
that. You're really close.
I think the queen was pregnant at the time, if I remember right. And they wanted
At this point, I don't even care if you're right.
The story is so good.
It's a really good story.
Something along the lines of they wanted to protect the royal family, so they sent the queen and the princesses over to Canada, and they gave them asylum or something like that.
That is exactly it. For her safety during World War II, Princess Juliana of the Netherlands was sent to Canada to give birth to her third daughter in Ottawa. The Canadian government designated her Ottawa Civic Hospital room Dutch soil so the child would still be an heir to the throne.
Wow. Very interesting story.
Now they get flowers
Why not?
For it.
Yeah, it's
Is there a special wand?
It's not any different than, say, you have like the French embassy in Washington. Okay. And you guys know about Belle Isle, the conservatory? They house all the orchids from Great Britain during World War II.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
They were
that.
Worried that they were going to bomb the snot out of them and were they going to lose their orchids.
Mm-hmm. So is there literally British soil there?
I think so.
Interesting. Yeah. The only better story along these lines when it comes to World War II is the one Kendra and my colleague Mark Benvenuto tells all the time. You got to look it up because you wouldn't believe it if you didn't see it. But there were chemists that had Nobel Prizes and had their medals, and they disincorporated them into concentrated acid and left the acid solution on the shelf until after the war when they evaporated the acid and brought the metal back out of it because they were afraid people were going to steal their medals. I thought that was super cool.
That is really cool.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Only a chemist would dissolve their Nobel Prize.
A chemist like Mark Benvenuto
would know that.
But when the metal comes back, it's not in the shape of the metal.
Of course not. No, it just needed to be reformed. That's all. But it was the same matter.
It's just a matter of getting a mold.
Yeah.
Good pun there.
It's like modern day alchemy.
Yeah.
In a way.
He is my colleague too, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a physicist.
Have you been hearing this story?
You know what? Mark Benvenuto is everybody's colleague.
I don't even know him. I like him already. So.
Yeah, he was out there blowing things up.
Actually, with the answers you've been given, totally. Yeah.
Mark Benvenuto blows stuff up every Friday afternoon, and he's clearing the garden stores out of their terracotta pottery so that he can blow stuff up in them. Not many people are potting at this time of year, although you have some bulbs that you need to take care of.
I have loads of bulbs that I'm hoping to plant.
What are you doing tonight?
Professors, how many airports are there on the continent of Antarctica?
One.
There's more than one, but unfortunately, right now, we need to say goodbye. Professor Chow.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Dean Pacini.
Adios.
Professor Venugopal.
Namaste.
Professor Hockett.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Toodaloo.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
I'm going to go plant my bulbs.
And now, these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.